from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, paid a visit to the Mexican border yesterday, where she announced a $400 million plan to upgrade ports of entry. Amy Isaacson has more from KPBS in San Diego.
Napolitano toured a U.S. Customs facility in San Diego, just a stone's throw from Tijuana. She joked with agents as she looked at a photo of marijuana bundled and stacked in a car trunk.
They didn't try very hard to hide it, did they?
Okay. Was a rush job there.
Yeah, exactly.
Napolitano says the U.S. has a unique opportunity to work with the president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, to attack drug cartels.
His pressure in Mexico, our efforts here jointly, working together, collaboratively, I think gives us the best chance we've had in many, many years to achieve success here.
Napolitano says stopping guns and money from being smuggled south is a top priority. She says to that end, for the first time, U.S. agents will screen trains headed south to Mexico. Napolitano says the $400 million will also go towards enforcement measures such as screening cars headed south and adding border intelligence teams. Turning to tourism, when asked if Mexico is safe for U.S. visitors given the drug violence there, Napolitano says tourists are not targets.
Americans, reasonably careful, are safe in Mexico. People go and they stay along the standard tourist routes. They should be fine.
Napolitano plans to meet with Mexico's president later today. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the government for illegally detaining immigrants in the basement of the federal building in downtown L.A. The ACLU's Ahilan Arulanantom.
It's not intended to hold anyone for more than about 12 hours, but instead people are being held there for weeks.
In a statement, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said it doesn't comment on pending litigation, but anticipates a comprehensive review of detention practices called for by Secretary Napolitano. For the fourth time this winter, state water officials will measure the Sierra snowpack today. The late season rain and snow lifted a lot of hopes, but as David Gorn reports for our series Climate Watch, drought may be something Californians have to learn to live with.
About an hour north of San Francisco, the California drought looks like a distant threat.
You can see it's about 6 inches from spilling.
This is Stafford Lake, a reservoir that belongs to the North Marin Water District. And the district's Ryan Grisso is pointing out that even though this lake is brimming with runoff, water users in the county will still get water restrictions this year.
But this is only 20% of our water. So we got to rely on 80% from the Russian River. That situation's not looking as good, even though we've had ample rain.
All around California, residents have been heartened by the late winter rains that have been filling many of the smaller, lower elevation reservoirs. Drive by Hetch Hetchy or Folsom Lake in the north, or past Pyramid and Castaic in Southern California, and the view is the same. Water, water, everywhere. However, says Alyssa Lynn, meteorologist for the State Department of Water Resources, if you go up to Oroville Dam or Shasta Lake, the two biggest reservoirs in the state, it's scary to look at the water levels there, hovering at the halfway line. Lynn says today's snowpack measurement holds out some hope, since about a third of our water comes from snowpack runoff, something that, for the last 2 years, was only about half of normal.
The last 2 years, our runoff was so poor. Even though this year's projection for the runoff may be near 70%, that's still well below normal and certainly not enough to make up for those last 2 years.
So maybe it's time to redefine what we mean by drought. Jay Lund thinks it is. He's a professor of civil and environmental engineering at UC Davis. And Lund says drought is not just an absence of precipitation. It's also a matter of supply and demand.
I don't think California, as a vibrant, growing economy, will ever have all the water that it would like.
And the demand for water in California, he says, is only going up.
I think in many ways we are already having a perpetual drought. Every year, even in wet years, we are preparing for dry years. So we are in a position of having perpetual drought at some place in the state.
That's especially true this year, he says, for the biggest water user in the state.
The oversight hearing on the California
agriculture. Farmers and water officials gathered in Washington, D.C. this week for a hearing on the economic impact of the California drought. Congressman Devin Nunes of Visalia let his feelings be known.
An economic catastrophe is not looming for my constituents. It is here, and it is the direct result of government action. namely the diversion of precious water resources in an attempt to value fish over families.
And that's the other piece to the water puzzle in California. In addition to burgeoning demand by urban water users and dwindling precipitation over the past 3 years, there is a relatively new pull on water use: environmental concerns. The state, prodded by legal requirements to save the Delta smelt and the Chinook salmon, need to allow some water to flow downriver in an attempt to revive those rivers. And then, on top of all of that, Stanford professor Steve Schneider says this could all get worse as the climate changes.
California's a Mediterranean climate. It means it doesn't rain in the summer. So most of our plants and animals are adapted to that, as long as it doesn't get hotter and the dry season get longer. Unfortunately, that's exactly what global warming has been predicted to do and is doing.
The major concern, he says, is that the dry summers will get longer, which would mean we need more water stored to get us through them. But the climate change prediction is for less snow, not more. And while we're at it, there's one more climate change warning from UC Davis Professor Lund.
The Delta is very likely to fail.
Rising sea levels means rising San Francisco Bay levels, and that salt water will move closer and closer to the state's main source of fresh water, the Sacramento Delta.
We are likely to see much worse water shortages in the future as if the Delta fails. And with sea level rise and with continued farming, we're going to see that probability of failure increase over time.
So for now, water districts are pushing water conservation measures, and some are instituting rationing this summer. And state officials are keeping one eye on today's snowpack measurement to see just how difficult a summer we're in for. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn.
David's posted photos at our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch. California Report for Thursday, April 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And Charitable Auto Resources, supporting nonprofits in California and nationwide through vehicle donations at www.donationprogram.info.